Good morning. My guests this morning are Michael Van Wy and Krista Durand from who?
From Gypsy Kisses.
From Gypsy Kisses, of course. That was my guess, but I wondered if maybe there wasn't some obscure organization behind you, as it were.
No obscurity. We are Gypsy Kisses.
All right. Krista, I haven't spoken to you before. Tell me just a bit about your background.
I am a classically trained singer in Sonoma County, and I perform throughout the Bay Area, usually opera or more classical selections, but Michael and I go way back and occasionally collaborate on these lovely cafe events.
Great. So we are talking about the Bastille Day concert, 14 de juillet, on July the 14th at 7 p.m., Where is it?
It's at the Redwood Cafe in Cotati, right, at 7 p.m. I think there's a $10 cover charge.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. And it's always a very well-tended event. You would be amazed at how many local French people, Canadian people, mm-hmm. and Francophiles come out to storm the Bastille with us every year.
Even Cajuns, perhaps.
Oh, you know what? Let them eat cake and we'll get out the guillotine.
Great. So give us an idea of what you'll be singing.
Well, mostly a 20th century chanson. I mean, we have one 18th century song called La Guillotine, which was written about the guillotine. It's a really fun, charming piece. It's fun, yeah. And but we'll be singing mostly 20th century chanson. Like Krista will be definitely singing La Vie en Rose by Edith Piaf.
Yes,
and
of course.
You know, we'll do a little duets where Charles Aznavour, Jacques Brel, Charles Trenet, you know, things that you would have heard on the radio in Paris anywhere from 1930 to 1970.
Right.
You know, so we have a wide breadth of French music. And
I assume refreshments of sorts?
Oh, indeed. The Redwood Cafe, first of all, has a great menu and lots of cold beer and wine. They usually put on a good to-do for Bastille Day.
We have, of course, a great day of patriotism coming up here on the 4th, just down the line. What's the difference between the way the French celebrate Bastille Day and the way Americans celebrate the 4th of July?
Well, I don't know that there's a whole lot of difference. There are usually, it's a summertime thing, right?
Uh-huh,
so there's a
picnic
involved.
Right.
There's usually, in fact, most of the people who will attend our event may have gone to a picnic that day and been out in the sunshine and heard accordion music. And, you know, and of course, we have the fantastic Sherry Mignano playing the accordion that night and as our music director, who is just an expert in this music. She's very, very good at it. And so it's an Independence Day. You know, I think that the history of the French independence is interesting and lends itself to a much more nationalistic, strong, you know, feel.
Right.
You know, but it's pretty much the same idea. It's an Independence Day celebration for the French, and lots of fun French people come out, and you'll want to get there early because we fill up for this event.
Well, also it's about resistance. Aux armes, citoyens.
Indeed. Yeah. The French paid for our revolution, now, didn't they? It's a fact that in American history that the French paid for our revolution from Britain. So they kind of knew what they were doing,
right.
I guess.
Right. Thank you both for coming in. I know you're going to have a great time. You'll probably have almost as great a time as the people in your audience.
We will indeed.
Thank you.
Well, here it is again. Michael Van Wy, Sherry Mignano, Krista Durand in a Bastille Day concert at the Redwood Cafe in Cotati on Bastille Day, Thursday, July 14th at 7 p.m. Celebrate, as it says here, 14 de juillet with Gypsy Kisses. What's a number to call for information?
You could go to our website at eurocafemusic.com.
Perfect. Thank you again. And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.